This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Holly Kernan. We'll continue our literary-themed show. Our next story comes from Litography. That's a new multimedia storytelling project that maps San Francisco's literary past, present, and future. Every month on the full moon, there's a gathering in the heart of the Mission where you can hear Spanish, English, or a mix of the two. The Lunada is one of the Bay Area's only bilingual open mics where writers, poets, musicians, and artists can present their work. Sandra Garcia Rivera is the Lunada's host and curator.
In Latin America, there's a history of gatherings under the full moon, of communities and families gathering. And so it stems from that tradition.
Reporter Claire Mullen visited the Lunada, and she brings us the story.
Once a month, San Francisco resident Stacy Lee makes a ritual trek down 24th Street to the Galleria de la Raza.
And as the moon comes, becomes fuller and fuller, I actually know this is coming. So I've gotten into a rhythm now that I'm like, uh-oh. I look at it's like a clock. I look at the moon. I'm like, it's time for the Lunada.
This is one of those nights. 30 or so people are milling about the gallery, sipping glasses of wine and snacking on slices of pan dulce. Rows of white stacking chairs face one wall. A microphone on a stand makes it a stage. Sandra Garcia Rivera, Lunada's host for the last 4 years, walks up to the mic. It's showtime.
So in case you're lost, you are at Lunada Literary Lounge and open mic.
Lunada's been at the Galleria since 2004, but it started in 1998 in a Mexican restaurant in San Jose. Garcia Rivera says there was nothing else like it.
Not every open mic was going to be very welcoming of a bilingual voice. If you want to speak in Spanish, not all your audience is going to understand. But if you go to the Lunada, you know that you're going to have an audience that will understand you.
All right, so please give a warm Galleria welcome to one of our own, Jaime Cortez.
Jaime Cortez is a writer and visual artist based in the Bay Area, and he's one of tonight's headliners.
I think you're so big, I said. That's because I am, said Cookie. I'm almost 15, 4 years older than you. I'm taller than you and all the other little punks on this ranch.
Cortez grew up in a migrant workers' camp in Southern California, and although his work isn't autobiographical, he writes from first-hand experience.
I'm the queen of Gyrich Farms camp, and I'm not a beaner like you. What's that, idiot? It means your parents don't have no papers to be in this country. You're a mojado. I'm not a beaner. I was born in Hollister.
In some situations, using derogatory words like mojado and beaner wouldn't fly. When you look around the room, people do seem a little shocked, but everybody's laughing.
You know, I grew up with that experience, surrounded by that, and the humor that kind of was a daily part of life in the midst of the marginalization and the hardships was something that it's always stayed with me. Humor as a tactic for survival, humor as a way of getting at the truth, humor as a way of pushing back.
Yeah. Make a warm welcome to Baruch Porras Hernandez.
Hey, buenas tardes. Buenas tardes. How's it going, everybody?
That's Baruch Porras Hernandez. He's a regular contributor at Lunada and also hosts his own open mic.
You know, Lunadas at Galleria de la Raza, I honestly feel changed my life. And then I came to Lunadas, I'd heard of it like a whisper, you know? And then I came in, it felt like coming home, it felt like going to church, it felt like finally seeing people like me.
We're standing outside the Galleria, on the corner of 24th and Bryant. On this block, there are taquerias and Mexican groceries, fancy coffee joints, and hip new bars.
There's so many unwelcoming spaces now in this neighborhood that is at the nexus of this pretty aggressive change that's happening.
Lunada host Garcia Rivera says that change makes the monthly event more important than ever.
It's the Latino community that I want to serve and the Latino voice that needs to be heard at the Lunada.
There's no immediate threat to the future of Lunada or the Galleria de la Raza, but Garcia Rivera says the possibility is hard to ignore.
That is a larger question that is related to the changes in the neighborhood and the rents and the evictions and the sustainability of an arts institution in the mission that is for Latino artists. But the Lunada is not going nowhere, because the Lunada was here, is related to the moon. That's what I mean. You can't stop it.
It continues every month. Just look for the full moon. In San Francisco, I'm Claire Mullen for Cross Currents.